Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
You and I and everyone listening in our daily lives, we're part of that same momentum of the Spirit. We've been talking about it like a gospel movement began in Acts 2 and carries on to this day. And so I was reading in Acts 12. I had a friend call me from the Bronx. So we're having a festival in New York City across the tri-state area, nearly 100 evangelistic events. About 50 of them have already happened, and we're in the middle of it. We have a big business and civic leaders breakfast tomorrow morning in Manhattan. But in the middle of going to a prayer meeting, a pastor from the Bronx, Dimas Salaberrios, also the head of our prayer committee for the New York City Fest. You can go online and check that out even as we're talking. It's amazing. But Dimas called and said, you remember Wild Bill, his associate pastor, he went to Khartoum, Sudan, to try to encourage a pastor who had gone there to encourage a pastor who had been arrested. And that pastor had been arrested. So when Wild Bill went out there, he got arrested.
Wow.
So Dimas was like, River Bill, he's been arrested. And I had just been reading in Acts 12 about Peter's miraculous escape from prison when the angel came and tapped him and woke him up, and the chains were loose and the gates were opened and the guard's eyes were blinded. So I had just reading that, and I went to this prayer church called Christ Tabernacle, the Durso family, amazing people, and I just, like, I was going to do a counselor training so that all those people would be ready to be altar workers and help the decision makers at these festivals to be ready to grow in their faith. And I said, you know, before we go to counseling, I just want to tell you about Wild Bill and what's happening. And we prayed, and there was a lot of earnest prayer. And this is what it says in Acts 12, right? Acts 12, 5. Peter was kept in prison, but the church was earnestly praying to God for him. And then all those things happened. The angel came and kicked him on the side and woke him up and said, get up, and the chains fell off his wrists, and the guards, they passed right by the guards, and the iron gate was open. And then Peter sort of thought it was a dream. He had had some dreams recently, remember, about the tablecloth that came from heaven and said that, you know, all can eat and all this. And so he thought it was a dream, apparently, and he found himself in the middle of the street and said, it says he came to himself and he realized, oh, this isn't a dream. So he ran to the house where the church was gathered, earnestly praying, and they didn't even know. They didn't believe it was him, you know. They were praying
Amazing.
For him, and they're like, "Stop it! Stop bothering us! We're praying for Peter's miraculous rescue or whatever." Oh, and we just get like that. I was so amazed. So, but anyway, we prayed and we just said, like, "Lord, even that same angel, if that's how it works, might just go and rescue Bill." And we prayed, and I'm full of faith and expectation, but I still was like, I didn't even want to look at my phone to say, well, I wish I would hear that great news that he was been released. And sure enough, I had a message from Dimas. He's out. So I called the pastor back and sent an email to the church. And it just reminded me that Jesus is alive and he's working powerfully. He has his people and his angels everywhere.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.